Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
If you own a home and are thinking about selling it, or wondering what taxes you'd owe after a home sale, we'll cover everything you need to know in today's show. Even better, I'll explain a legitimate way to skip taxes on a home sale so you pay nothing or a whole lot less to the government. It's called the Capital Gains Tax Exclusion, or Section 121 Exclusion. Hey, friends, and welcome back to Money Girl. I appreciate you downloading the show. My name is Laura Adams. I'm an award-winning author who's been bringing you personal finance and small business tips every week since 2008 with more than 40 million downloads. I also work with select brands doing on-camera and writing work as a spokesperson, consultant, and consumer advocate. So if your company is interested in collaborating for an upcoming PR campaign or ongoing marketing, please reach out. I'd love to connect and learn more about you. No matter what you want to learn about managing money, I probably have or will cover it on Money Girl. You'll hear me talk about a wide range of topics like building credit, dealing with debt, investing for retirement, owning real estate, paying taxes, having the right insurance, money management strategies, and a lot more. Today's episode is number 771, which means there's a massive archive of episodes to dig into. So there's probably something there no matter what you want to learn. My shows get inspired by economic events, IRS changes, things going on in my personal financial life, and also your questions. So please keep them coming by leaving a message at 302-364-0308 or using my contact page at lauradadams.com. That's also where you can learn more about my work, award-winning personal finance books, and money courses. Okay, I mentioned that we would talk about the capital gains tax exclusion, but first I want to take a step back and define capital gains and how they relate to selling your home. You already know that you have to pay ordinary income tax when you earn money from a job or business or even receive interest on your bank account balance. Additionally, when you sell certain assets and have a profit, you must pay capital gains tax on your gain. You have a capital gain when you sell a certain type of asset known as a capital asset. Some examples are stocks, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, and real estate. So if you sell those for more than it cost and you have a gain, that's where the capital gains applies. And the capital gains tax rate depends on how long you owned the asset, your income, and your tax filing status. I'll talk more about that in a moment. Note that if you sell a capital asset for a loss, you have a capital loss, which can offset similar capital gains for a period, reducing the amount of tax you owe. However, if you sell a home for less than you paid, you cannot claim a capital loss or deduct it from your taxable income. But you do get a massive tax break when you profit from your home sale. So keep listening and I'll explain how the capital gains tax exclusion works and who qualifies for it. So how do you calculate your capital gain and the potential tax on a home sale? Well, as I mentioned, it's the difference between what you paid for your property and how much you sold it for. But calculating your gain on a home sale gets a little more complicated because you may have made renovations or significant repairs, known as capital improvements, while you lived in the property. Plus, you typically have expenses to account for when selling your home. So I'm going to take you through four basic steps to determine your capital gain on a home sale. So the first step is to determine your basis. Your basis is your total investment in the property. It includes the purchase price plus expenses connected to the purchase, like your closing costs. In addition, your basis also includes the cost of capital improvements that I mentioned. These increase your home's value, like remodeling a kitchen, putting on a new roof, or replacing a faulty water heater. Those improvements do increase your basis because they increase the value of your home. And when you increase your basis, that reduces your capital gain and cuts your taxes. Note that typical maintenance and repairs, like installing new air conditioning filters or painting the interior of your home or keeping up your yard, all of those are just maintenance. They're not considered capital improvements in most cases and will not affect your home's basis. However, certain things can decrease your home's basis, such as allowable depreciation and any payments you received for home insurance claims. That's why keeping good records for any significant home-related expenses and insurance payments is critical. I always, recommend that you go as paperless as possible, but this is one situation where it may really behoove you to hold on to those paper receipts, or at least make sure you digitize them very carefully so that you've got all the records you need for when you go to sell your home. All right, so that's the first step, is figuring out your basis. The second step is to determine your realized amount. This is your home's selling price minus any expenses connected to the sale, like a real estate commission you may pay, or marketing fees, or even certain closing costs. So, you may not know that exactly until after the sale, but you can certainly estimate them. The third step is to subtract your basis from your realized amount. That is your capital gain or loss. For instance, if your home's basis is $300,000 and your realized amount is $450,000, you have a $150,000 capital gain. And the last step, number four, is to determine your capital gains tax rate. So as I mentioned, this depends on your income, your tax filing status, and how long you owned the property. If you sell your home after owning it for 1 year or less, you must pay a short-term capital gains tax rate, which is actually the exact same as federal ordinary tax rates. And those range from 10% up to 37% for 2023. And depending on where you live, you may also owe state capital gains tax. But your capital assets owned for more than a year get taxed very differently. They are taxed using different rates and brackets than for ordinary income. For 2023, the long-term capital gains tax rate ranges from 0% to 20%, which is a whole lot more favorable than the short-term rates. So that's why it's typically best to own assets like investments and your home for longer than a year. Plus, you may owe long-term capital gains tax if your state collects it. Note that tax rates for ordinary income and capital gains can change yearly, so you want to be sure that you're up to date on what those are. You can go to a site like taxfoundation.org for current information.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So let's assume that you have a capital gain on a home sale. While ordinarily that would be taxed, the good news is that you may qualify to exclude all or some of it from your taxable income, and that could save you a bundle in taxes. So let's talk about the exclusion rules, and they're pretty simple. To qualify for this capital gains tax exclusion, you must have owned and lived in the home for at least 2 years during the 5 years preceding the home sale. And those 2 years don't have to be contiguous. You could have, let's say, rented out your home for any three of the past 5 years and still be eligible for the exclusion if you lived in the home for periods that add up to 2 years to 24 months. Now, the home must be your primary residence to qualify for a gain exclusion, and it can be any type of home. It could be a single-family home, a townhouse, condo, mobile home, a tiny home, even a houseboat if that's where you live. And while you can own other properties like vacation homes or rental properties, they don't qualify for this tax benefit. Again, it only applies to your main home. And if you've got multiple places where you live throughout the year, your main home is the one where you spend the most time. And what's really great is that you can claim the gains exclusion as often as you like. Theoretically, you could buy a home, live in it, and sell it every 2 years for your entire life and claim the exclusion over and over and over. Now, the thought of moving that often just for the exclusion exhausts me, but it is legal. So how much is this tax exclusion? If you qualify, you may be eligible to exclude up to $250,000 if you're single, or up to $500,000 if you file taxes jointly as a married couple. So this is a really fantastic gift in the tax code, and it's available no matter your age and no matter your income. And I want to point out that the IRS wasn't always so generous with this tax benefit. The home sale capital gains exclusion used to apply only if you bought a more expensive home within 2 years of selling your old one. So it was like you were going from, you know, kind of upgrading your home, it would apply. Plus, you could only claim the exclusion one time in your life, and it could only be up to $125,000, and it could only be if you were 55 or older. So as you can see, it's gotten a lot more generous over the years. Also note that if you're married, only one of you has to be listed as the homeowner to qualify for the $500,000 maximum exclusion. However, both of you must have lived in the home for at least two of the 5 years before the sale. And also note that if you're a widow or widower who does not remarry before selling your home within 2 years after your spouse's death, you generally qualify to exclude up to $500,000 in gains as if your spouse were still alive. So that is massive. Instead of only getting the $250,000 exemption, again, if you're a widow or widower who does not remarry within 2 years after your spouse's death, you get a $500,000 exclusion. So let's say you're married, you file taxes jointly, and you bought your home for $300,000, and you've lived in that home for 20 years. And let's say you did several renovations over the decades, making your adjusted basis $500,000. So you bought it for $300,000, you did $200,000 worth of improvements over the years, so now your adjusted basis is $500,000. Okay, you sell the property and you realize, after all expenses, $1.2 million on the sale. That would give you a capital gain of $700,000. And so ordinarily you'd be thinking, wow, I'm going to owe a lot of money on that $700,000 gain on the sale. But you're allowed to exclude $500,000, leaving you only a $200,000 capital gain. Again, that's the $700,000 gain minus the $500,000 exclusion. So if you owned the same home as a single taxpayer, you would be eligible to exclude $250,000, leaving you with a $450,000 capital gain. That would be a $700,000 gain minus your exclusion of $250,000, leaving you with $450,000 to pay tax on. If these numbers have left your head spinning, there is a worksheet in IRS Publication 523 called Selling Your Home that you can use to figure out your home's basis and any gain that you can exclude. And if you can exclude all of your home's gain, so let's say, you know, you have a $500,000 gain, you're married, and you get that $500,000 exclusion, leaving you with no gain, you don't even have to report it on your tax return because the entire transaction is tax-free. So this is a serious benefit that you can take advantage of every 2 years if you meet the eligibility requirements. Now, what if you don't qualify for the capital gains tax exclusion? If you do have a taxable home gain, you know, even after the exclusion, you do have to report the sale or the exchange of your property on Form 1040 Schedule D called Capital Gains and Losses. And you also have to submit Form 8949 called Sales and Other Dispositions of Capital Assets. And as I mentioned, if you sell other properties that are not your main home, you do have to pay capital gains tax on your profit on those properties. However, there are legal exceptions where you qualify for the gains exclusion, even if you sell your home before living in it for 2 of the previous 5 years. They include situations like if you're serving in the military or the foreign service, being a government official or an employee of the intelligence community, volunteering for the Peace Corps, having your home destroyed or condemned, maybe it was destroyed by a natural disaster, getting separated or divorced, and experiencing the death of a spouse. And you may get a partial gain exclusion if you sell your home before living in it for 2 years due to a change in your health, your workplace location, or having various unforeseen events as described in IRS Publication 523. So this is not a complete list of situations when you're eligible or ineligible for the home sale capital gains tax exclusion. So I definitely recommend that you speak with a certified public accountant, a CPA, and an experienced real estate agent about paying tax after selling your home. With a little planning, correctly timing your sale, and qualifying for the gains exclusion could be one of the biggest tax breaks you ever get. I hope the show will help you take advantage of this amazing tax break. And definitely, again, I want to urge you to seek guidance if you're unsure about selling your home or what your potential tax could be. All right, that's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg with editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchins. Our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. And our intern is Cameron Lacey.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority. especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, ofoxaconazole, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease. Plus, it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.